Good morning, Nair. Calling first patient, Don McKenzie, EKG on 12/29/25. Mr. McKenzie performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a sinus bradycardia rhythm. QRS complexes are normal, axis normal, T waves normal, period of paragraph impression, sinus bradycardia otherwise normal, EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Hatcher. This goes to Maria Mastoras, Mastoras, NP. On 12/29/25, Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the elution of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/19/25, there's been improvement, period, of paragraph impression. Mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Herschel Gaw, GAW. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 12/29/25, Mr. Gaw performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, compared to our prior study dated 10/14/25. There's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Anthony Riccardi. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 12/29/25, Mr. Riccardi performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/14/25, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Thank you.